Casey Zamata of the Resource Center of Suicide Prevention, I guess based in Grimshaw. You're the Northern Coordinator.
Yes.
That's your that's your title?
Yes.
You join us in studio. Thank you very much for coming by. Thank you very much. How are things at the center going right now?
Things are going well. It's busy, but lots of programming coming up, lots of education opportunities for people in our communities, so it's going well.
One of the programs that's being put up and running, I guess it starts April the 9th, is the Men's Shed.
Yes.
What is that?
The Men's Shed. It's a big deal. So through my work with the Resource Center, I had the opportunity to visit the Grand Prairie Men's Shed. And it's just an amazing, amazing little spot for men to gather and... of course, do woodworking, but it's so much more than that. Mm-hmm. It's a place to find camaraderie. It's a place to build relationships. It's for people who don't feel like they belong anywhere. They can go there and they're accepted in, and it's really nice. I mean, women have craft nights, and we have bridal showers or baby showers. We have all these opportunities to get together, but men don't. Right? So this space, which has been generously donated by Peace Valley Creations, Peace Valleyans, Christy and Colton Heck, is going to be that place for men in our area. It's going to be a place that they can belong.
How much, in your mind, does the mental health of men, now we talk a lot about the mental health of women, but the mental health of men, how much does that fly under the radar,
as it were,
especially now?
Yes. So in northern Alberta, 75% of the deaths by suicide are men. And that's kind of a predominant stat all over Canada. The rate of men's suicide is huge. So we need to find ways proactively to get men involved and get them a support system. And I think that this Men's Shed is going to provide that for a lot of people, especially as men age and they may lose a spouse or get divorced and they're by themselves. They find themselves by themselves all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's tough to reach out to somebody. But this is a space where they can go and they can stand shoulder to shoulder. And if they want to talk, they can talk. If they don't want to talk, it's just they belong and they feel like they're included.
Not meaning to put words in your mouth here, Casey, but does losing a job also fall into that category?
Absolutely. It's tough out there. And in our economy today, there's so much going on and so many people struggling. And, I mean, men take the brunt of it. Mm-hmm. It's been that way. It's a stigma that they have to be the strong one. They have to take care of the family, right? And they take it all on their shoulders, and it's a lot.
Has there been a lot of interest in this Men's Shed, even though it's not up and running yet, clientele or not?
We've had huge interest. The amount of people saying, oh, I'm going to tell my husband, I'm going to bring my husband to the meeting, I'm going to tell my son, this is great for him. It's really encouraging. And like I say, I believe it's going to be a big, big difference in this area.
How encouraging is it to have an operation like the Men's Shed come into rural and remote Alberta? You see it to possibly in the big cities, but you don't necessarily see it in the small towns. How encouraging is it to have it up here?
I think it's really encouraging. We never saw a Resource Center for Suicide Prevention in our small town either, and we've accomplished that. So the Men's Shed is just another thing on the list, I think. There's a lot of resources that we could bring here, and I'm just going to continue to walk the road and try to bring as much as I can.
How much could this grow? Not necessarily just have it in Peace River, but
yes,
even more in the Northwest.
Absolutely. I mean, there's men's sheds all over Alberta, all over Canada. I know that Valleyview has started up one. Fairview has talked about starting one. And if this one gets too big, it could either open more than one night a week, or we could look at a location like Grimshaw or Manning that is going to spread it out and give people more opportunity to go to each one.
The hope is there, do you think?
It certainly is. The hope is always there.
I appreciate this. The Northern Coordinator of the Resource Center for the Suicide Prevention is Casey Zamata, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you
very
much. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.